What exactly does our lymph system do, and how should we look after it? Dr. Shameen Dyer from the Holistic Medical Centre believes it's an important part of maintaining our health.
The lymph system is quite underrated, both in the medical world and in the practical clinical world, but it is an important part of the body because it deals with removing wastes from the body. So you've got the arteries delivering oxygen and nutrients to the cells, but there has to be a waste disposal mechanism too, and the lymph is that. It's also an important part of the immune system.
And how does it dispose of the things that are in the system?
When you have nutrients delivered to the tissue bed, any unwanted or processed material has to be taken away, and that's what the lymph is doing. It's carrying the processed unwanted materials away. This can be part of protein digestion or cell debris or pathogens. That's its job. And so it's pulling all the wastes away, and its route is all the way up the body. The left thoracic duct is the main lymphatic channel. You've also got the right lymphatic duct, but it joins the subclavian veins. And at that point, it joins the venous circulation, where it's transported to the kidney, the liver, and it's also the elimination through the gut is an important part.
And what happens if it's not working very efficiently?
If the lymph is sluggish and congested, it takes time. We don't notice the effect straight away, but you get this backlog of toxins building up in the tissue beds, in the cellular structure and the organs and the whole body. And so eventually there's a feeling of sluggishness, tiredness, fluid retention, congestion, pain, spasms of the muscle. These are all signs of a congested, backlogged system.
And from your experience, where often do you most see this problem presenting itself?
I work as a holistic general practitioner, so I see all the kind of general practice conditions from headaches to sore throats to fatigue, fluid retention, premenstrual symptoms. So I would say each and every one of those conditions, including fibromyalgia, you know, a load of general practice type conditions will have at some point at its root cause poor body fluid movement, whether it be poor circulation and or poor lymph flow. And it's nice to see that if that's the root cause of these conditions, then there is a treatment that can help improve it.
That seems to imply, therefore, that almost any condition could be improved by actually getting the lymph moving again.
Yes, indeed. And that's why some basic lifestyle changes can make such a big difference to people. Drinking their water, exercising, eating sensibly, you know, relaxation, deep breathing, yoga, all of these are conducive to good health. And somewhere it works on this level of improving lymph flow and decongesting or reducing the toxic load in the system.
For us ourselves, sort of on a DIY basis, what sort of things can we do which actually do get the lymph moving better?
There are many things one can do, and I encourage people to do this because this is like your homework, if you like, or my homework too. Skin brushing, where you dry skin brush or wet skin brush, moving upwards from the feet and hands towards the heart. That can stimulate the lymph channels under the skin to open and become more active. Drinking water, good quality water, is also a carrier for these wastes and fluids to move. Good gentle exercise helps to pump the lymph back up into its own channels and system. Bear in mind that the heart is the pump that drives the circulatory system. The lymph doesn't have a pump. The lymph relies on the contraction of muscles, which tends to happen when we exercise or walk, and the diaphragmatic pump effect of moving lymph up into the thoracic duct. And so the diaphragmatic movement would involve good deep breathing, which not many people do these days, and exercise needs to be included in most people's agenda.
What sort of symptoms might I be showing that could give me an indication that my lymph might be the first place to look?
General assessment of one's sort of whole health history, if you like. So if you've been on a whole load of medication, antibiotics, and haven't been drinking our water or exercising or leading a sedentary lifestyle, these are clues that your lymph might be involved. But having said that, there are people who do exercise, drink their water, and live a very active life, and they still have a sluggish lymph. So there are other factors that may come into consideration, such as an underactive thyroid, which, you know, involves metabolism of the body. So if the metabolism goes slow, then the lymph is also going to go slow too.
That's Dr. Shameen Dyer from the Holistic Medical Centre in Harley Street.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.